Internet Talk Radio, Flame of the Internet.
This is Carl Malamud. We're in Amsterdam with Rob Blokschiel, who is network manager at NICHEF. That's the Dutch High Energy Physics Institute. He's also the chairman of RIPE, which is a Réseau IP Européen, which is an IP users group for Europe. Rob, welcome to Geek of the Week.
Hello, Carl.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what RIPE is and how this group got founded.
RIPE is the group of IP service providers in Europe. That is how it started. Nowadays, we also have large user communities who participate in the work. The aim of RIPE is twofold. It is educate people in the use of large-scale IP networking and to coordinate among the service providers these things that have to be coordinated, like routing, naming, some aspects of application services like electronic mail.
So I guess the first question that comes to mind then is how does a group like RIPE differ from, let's say, the IETF? Do you make standards?
We don't make standards. It's in our charter that we do not make standards. People interested in network research in the sense of developing new standards, writing standards, they are strongly advised to actively participate in the relevant IETF working groups.
Now, why would you put that in your charter, that you don't make standards? Is there some political reason for that?
I think there are too many standards already, standard-making bodies. And if you have decided to build TCP/IP networks, there is absolutely no need for a European IP standard. That would be extremely dangerous.
So you don't want to profile the standards?
Absolutely not.
Well, congratulations. that, of course, brings up the question of why isn't there a ROSI or some other group, a Réseau OSI Européen? Is there a similar group of OSI users out there?
I think that's a complicated question. OSI is there, but are there OSI users?
Well, why
large scale networks?
Why is IP specifically in your name? Is there a reason that you limited yourself to IP networks and didn't draw a broader gamut for networking users?
Yes. The European flavor of networking driven by politics and politicians is OSI networking. At least that was the case a couple of years ago. And all the official networking organizations, RARE is a good example of such one, they all adopted OSI as the only true religion and were thus not interested in real networking defined as what the users can use today or 3-4 years ago. So RARE has, as a European organization, never been involved in running ERN bitnet services or running DECnet services or running IP services. And just as real users with real needs have founded ERN and have founded an organization that coordinates DECnet networking on an international scale in Europe. So when the interest for IP networking more or less exploded in Europe 3-4 years ago, RIPE was founded.
RIPE has recently opened a network control center, an NCC.
No, network coordination center.
Ah, okay.
We do not control anything.
And what do you coordinate then?
RIPE started working with a bunch of very enthusiastic volunteers. And after about 2 years, the amount of work became too much to be carried by volunteers in their spare time. So among the organizations involved in RIPE, we decided it's time to have a more professional, very small core of people who are responsible for the day-to-day coordination of these services. Well, what is there to be coordinated? What is the RIPE NCC doing? In the first place, it is the regional European registry for IP network numbers. European organizations, small or large, who need an IP network number, go to the RIPE NCC. This is especially important with the current problems of addressing and routing in the IP world, where a central coordination of the handing out of blocks of numbers is needed in order to be able to do aggregated routing in the near future.
How did RIPE get to be the NIC? In the U.S., there's a Department of Defense routes to the NIC, and there's a National Science Foundation awarding a NIC contract. How did RIPE get that function for Europe?
For many, many years, the NIC, wherever it was located in the U.S., has always handled European requests as well. That was fine 5 years ago or 7 years ago, when there were not that many European IP networks, and the few there were mainly in the academic and research world, computer scientists who knew how to handle the NIC. But with the emergency of more and more non-computer science communities into this field of networking, it became more and more difficult to communicate with the NIC. There are all kinds of simple barriers that exist in practice. There's the language barrier. Not everybody speaks fluent American English. There is the time difference barrier. There are not that many office hours that overlap between the two continents. And there is knowledge barrier. Today, people who apply for an IP number in Europe are still, in many cases, building their first IP network. So they need education, they need information from the side of the NIC as well, because that's their first point of information for the network building. Simple examples. Not everybody who is in office immediately understands the fine differences between a bunch of Class C networks, or one Class B network, or one Class A network. And so, out of ignorance, people may apply for a wrong set of network numbers, and they need education from a local center and not from a center far away on another continent, where, and that is only natural, the local knowledge is not present.
Do you think Europe will then take this the next logical step and begin to have national NICs? Will RIPE play a regional role there?
We already have many sub-delegated regional NICs. Most of the IP service providers, and that can be regional networks or national academic networks or commercial networks, have their own NICs. And these NICs work very closely together with the RIPE NCC.
You're listening to Geek of the Week. Support for this program is provided by Sun Microsystems. Sun Microsystems, open systems for open minds. Additional support for Geek of the Week comes from O'Reilly & Associates, publishers of books that help people get more out of computers.